In 1498, the Portuguese became the first Europeans to reach India by sea. They came in search of spices and Christian souls. Spices they found in abundance, but the Christians they would have to generate for themselves. The capital city of Old Goa quickly became the center of the Christian church in Asia. Conversions to Christianity were voluntary at first, but in 1560 the Inquisition came to Goa, and many were forced to convert or suffer gruesome consequences. Today, the Catholic legacy in Goa is still strong. From the outside, this church looks as though it belonged in Spain or Portugal. But inside, flower garlands and incense decorate the altar unlike any Western Christian church. Comparatively modern, the Hindu temples in Goa are an architectural oddity. During the Portuguese Inquisition, Hindus took their religion to the hills and built temples in clandestine communities like Ponda. These lamp towers are found nowhere else in India. And it is their distinctly Portuguese, colonial style that really sets them apart. A little ironic, as it was the Portuguese who destroyed the original temples. But the octagonal towers and pillared facades are more commonly seen on churches. One can find evidence of this blending of religions everywhere you go. Each year, Goa celebrates liberation with a freedom dance. And honors its freedom fighters, many of whom were imprisoned or killed by the Portuguese. It's a proud day for a state that has struggled to find its identity through centuries of religious turmoil, colonialism, and finally integration into the second most populous nation in the world.